We're still on the 14th one. May all beings escape from the prison of cyclic existence. This is the prayer of the Bodhisattva on going outside. And in thinking about it this morning, I thought, actually, I could talk about this one for probably a year or two. Because, you know, you can put the whole path to enlightenment under there. So I know I have to restrain myself a little bit. But yesterday we talked about, cyclic existence and its causes being ignorance and the afflictions and then the karma that produces rebirth. And so the antidote to that is the three higher trainings. Higher training in ethical conduct, in concentration, and in wisdom. And so with the higher training in ethical conduct, then we take precepts and we keep our precepts purely. And this sets the foundation, the basis for the higher training in concentration, which is developing samadhi and serenity, or jine, calm abiding, shamatha, so that the mind can stay focused on the object of meditation without getting distracted. And so you need ethical conduct as a prerequisite to do that, because if you don't keep ethical conduct, your mind is all over the place and filled with afflictions, and then you can't concentrate when you meditate. So it's very important, you know, to have that ethical conduct. And then on that basis to develop concentration, and then on the basis of concentration to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness. So you can see here also a gradual progression of the subduing of the afflictions because the counteracting of the karma. Because when we keep ethical conduct, then the very gross afflictions that make us do very gross negative actions of body and speech, those subdued, you know, because we're controlling the body and speech, and so the afflictions that make us act and say things, you know, really naughty, get subdued. So that's the first step. And then on the basis of that developing concentration, that involves subduing the gross mental afflictions. But they're gross, but they're a little bit more subtle than the really gross ones that make us act unethically. Okay. And whereas sila just makes them subside just for a short period of time, so we're not doing the negative action that they would motivate, with samadhi, they're able to be suppressed for a longer period of time, because whenever you're in that single point of concentration, those afflictions are not manifest. But here too, the subduing of the afflictions is only temporary, because they haven't been eradicated from the root, because when you come out of your samadhi, then the afflictions can arise again. And so that's why we need the higher training in wisdom, because it's with that wisdom combined with the concentration. Yeah, you have to combine the two so that the wisdom becomes very strong and you can really not only see emptiness directly, but keep your mind abiding in that realization for a long time in order to gradually cleanse the mind from the afflictions. Okay, so that higher training in wisdom is the one that really cuts the afflictions from the roots so that they can no longer appear. But you can't go straight to the wisdom. You have to cultivate the concentration first. Otherwise, how can you generate wisdom if your mind's all over the place, you know? Or even you get a little understanding, you can't keep your mind on it, okay? So to have the wisdom, you need the samadhi, the concentration. And to develop that, you need the sila, the ethical conduct, you know, that frees the mind from the very, you know, gross disturbances. Because we can see when we act unethically, our mind is not at peace, is it? You know, the minds that prompted those actions are restless, and then, of course, we feel guilty and regretful afterwards. The mind's not peaceful. Okay, so these three go very much in tandem together. And so those three are how we free ourselves from cyclic existence and the path we're going to teach others to free themselves But here in this verse, it's saying, may all beings escape from the prison of cyclic existence. And so for that, we need the bodhicitta. And if we want others to make this prayer, we need to teach them the bodhicitta also. And so that will be tomorrow.